Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, break that milk.
Let's see how good. Let's come on.
Yes. I'm not doing this for a man, period. That sounds like my worst nightmare. I'd rather eat a hot jean jacket.
I remember Chris Rock and I were set up on a blind date. I was like, this dude is not even that funny. And he's the only dude that has ever given me a false number.
One time I got a fake number and I thought to myself, poor girl gave me the wrong number.
So that's the Christmas gift you planned?
Yeah.
All I'm getting is a toothbrush.
Get her a spa day, get him a PlayStation 5.
Is that a go-to straight guy gift?
That's sad.
Fly into bed with us starting right now.
It's boys club right now because Hunter's new man crush is back. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
We're so excited you're here with us this week.
I am worried there's like too much testosterone on the show now.
Okay, well, let's get it started then because Kim Kardashian is having a hard time moving on, and we do not mean from Kanye, just to be clear. Okay, she shared a crisis many of us have faced after the holidays. Check it out.
You guys, I'm just not ready to get rid of my lights just yet. I don't know what to do.
When Kim is going through it, she always just, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I'm so stressed out.
I think it's funny her being like, should I take these down? It's like, you've never been on a ladder. What are you doing?
Agreed. Do you guys still have your holiday decorations stuff?
My holiday decorations, it's like a pine cone and like a wrapped present. That's what I do for the holidays.
You should unwrap the... I feel like you missed it.
No. It stays wrapped.
It's a puppy.
Did you decorate this year?
The puppy is in
trouble. The puppy's long gone. Yeah.
I did. I put up a Christmas tree with some ornaments, and taking down the Christmas tree is much harder than putting it up, so I have left it up. Granted, I was gone for a long period of time, but ungranted, I've been back for a long period of time. Now after... Because this is the first time I've put up my own Christmas tree. Usually it's been like, you know, I've had a girlfriend, or I just haven't done it as like a single guy. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, really, until I have kids. Like, it's...
I don't know. It's just like, it's different when the kid, there's kids
seeing
and stuff.
It through their eyes.
When you're single, you're like, whatever, who gives a
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a
We calls don't give a damn if you got a tree up or not.
Yeah, I had someone like right before the end of the year, I had a date over at the house, and then she saw the Christmas tree and she's like, you put up a Christmas tree? I was like, I thought this would be attractive.
It's different in the single world. It's different.
Yeah,
it's
she's
almost like not a good thing.
Yeah.
I think she's not weird.
It's like a Disney adult.
Yeah. Because when you see someone who's like really into it, you're like, oh, this person really wants a relationship.
Yeah, she's like, you are hiding children, aren't you? You for sure are a weekend dad.
All right, well, let's talk about J-Lo, shall we? Because she is trying to improve herself in the new year. She shared her intentions with fans.
Just thinking about being really mindful of what I want my life to be and knowing that my thoughts create my life and keeping those really positive so I can grow and be my best this year, better than ever, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, to be the best, you know, mother I can be, the best partner I can be, the best friend I can be, the best daughter, sister, boss, person that I can be.
Okay.
If she's not her best, like, we're all in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Also, I will say there is a time in every pop diva's life where she can just start phoning it in.
Yeah. And a lot of times I feel like with people like J-Lo, like, we don't need the hacks from you. Like, your existence is enough to, like, be inspiring. And so when they get on and do stuff like that, I mean, she probably was just bored and doing something on her Instagram.
No, she did. It's an ad for body armor.
Body armor, yeah.
Oh, so that's why she's got that thing.
Oh, my God. You know, it's an ad.
Yeah, it's an ad, but also.
Wonder is vague.
I do love that someone in the body armor thing was like, J-Lo, can you come up with a bunch of goals for this body armor thing? And she's like, I did them. I already did all the goals. Right.
I wonder how much it weighs. You know, like, maybe she's working out, like, right
she's
now.
She's just holding a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, and I'm not talking about Ben. Anyway, The Bachelor is only 3 episodes in. But the ladies are already playing dirty. Last night, they competed in an obstacle course, and Shanae came to win at all costs.
All right, ladies, it's time to put you to the ultimate test with the relationship red flag obstacle course. On your mark, get set, go! Run! Drink that milk! Drink that milk!
Let's see how good. Let's come on!
Jump! Yeah, that's right! Oh. Jump! Jump! Jump!
Oh, Shanae!
Shanae shoved me.
Oh, she grabbed a tissue too.
Not happy about it.
Down hard. Yeah.
I pushed you because I was trying to win, honey. Weren't we all?
Look at my whole leg.
At least she copped to it.
I love that. I thought that was great. That the backstory is like this whole, I think this whole obstacle course is to spend more time with Clayton. Like you get like a little one-on-one time or whatever. After drinking a warm quart of milk, the last thing I'd want to do is spend more time with the guy I like, you know?
These obstacle courses, but I do kind of agree. I mean, the pushing, she could have been a little bit more slick about it and made it look like an accident. She was just full on, like, push the girl.
Whenever I see episodes like this, I feel like I'm watching a bunch of girls argue over who gets the last breadstick at Olive Garden. Because it's like, yeah, they're delicious, but like, you're at Olive Garden, girls. Like, calm down.
Yeah. I think you get more caught up in the competition on these shows than you do in like actually being with the person. That's why I think a lot of these relationships don't last, because once you get them, which honestly, this is like real life. A lot of times, the person you're crushing on, you get them, and you're like, this motherfucker ain't even all that.
Yeah.
I have definitely gotten with guys and been like, I don't even like him.
It happens.
Yeah.
I would, even if I was on this show, I'm not attracted to Clayton in the slightest. He's not my type. Just competitive.
To win.
Yeah.
Are you very competitive?
I can be, but I never want anything bad enough.
Yeah. All right, you guys. This is a pretty juicy throwback. A clip resurfaced of Nia Long talking about her bad blind date with Chris Rock. She was on TV One's Uncensored and revealed how Chris did her dirty.
I remember Chris Rock and I were set up on a blind date.
He was on Saturday Night Live. He picked me up. We went out. We hated each other. I was like, this dude is not even that funny. And he's the only dude that has ever given me a false number.
I am shocked to hear this.
I don't think she knows what a blind date is. If you're two of the most famous people in the world, you cannot not know who the other person is.
I think one time I got a fake number and I thought to myself, poor girl gave me the wrong number. I was like, she's gonna be really sad when she realizes I'm texting a guy named Derek now.
I had a fake name and a fake like number that I would give people.
What was your fake name?
Renee.
Ah! That's close, too.
My name is Renee. You know,
I like that.
I can't really do that now.
No.
But...
Are you on the dating apps?
Am I on the dating apps? Yeah.
I love your screenshots from your dating
apps. Grindr. Shout out Grindr. I do not, there's an option to connect your Instagram, and I don't do it because I want, like, the guy who's my ass to my ass for me, not because I'm on E's Nightly Pop.
I have to tell you, I've never heard something more romantic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's I like it. I like it. Hunter?
So guys just willingly do that?
Okay, we gotta take a break, but coming up, a new dating show has kids spying on their parents' dates, plus a terrible gift causes a meltdown on 90 Day Fiancé. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nightly Pop. So we have a new show alert. It is called My Mom, Your Dad. It premieres this week on HBO Max. So basically, kids nominate their single parents to find love, but there is one awkward twist.
Welcome to Second Chance Retreat. Your kids nominated you to come here for another opportunity to find true love.
Gotta be more mysterious with the ladies.
What does that even mean?
Would it be too cliche if I tried to give you a kiss?
A little.
Swing and a miss.
No one else knows your parents better than you do, right? You'll be able to see everything that goes down at the retreat.
This might get a little weird.
My dad's dating skills are worse than I thought.
This is so awkward. I know the answer for Hunter, but would you be able to watch your parents on an awkward date?
See, my parents are both single, but to my knowledge, they're also both virgins. So I don't know if I could do it. No.
Yeah, it would be weird, right?
Yeah. Also, our advice does not apply to our parents' generation.
At all.
Like, I feel like they used to write letters to each other, and like...
They did.
No, my hand cramps,
for sure.
You know?
My dad was in the Navy. My mom, like, would write him.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if my dad knows how to write. You know, it's funny, though, is they asked me and my dad to be on this show.
They did?
Yeah, because when my dad went viral with that TikTok video of him doing the posing, some woman DM'd him and was like, we want to put you on a show, Jeffrey. And my dad's like, this is it, big
you
guy.
You should do it.
My dad would say something that would derail both of our careers. No way. I told him, I was like, hey, man, you're not doing this.
Oh, my gosh, Hunter, you should have done this. We could have put him through media training.
We could have put him through media training, just like you can put... you know, a circus animal in that training, he's still gonna kill somebody. My dad's not, he doesn't work like that. And so, but I also, they wanted me to go shoot this show for, you know, 3 weeks and be there. I'm like, I'm busy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, excuse the out of us, hotshot.
Oh, it is to be with you.
Yeah.
It was to be with you, Nina.
We could take a break for 3 weeks, we would be fine.
No.
Zach is here.
I am here.
All right, I'll talk to my dad for season two.
All right, you guys, when we last left off with 90 Day Fiancé, Jasmine wanted to break Gino in bed. Now, after receiving this lame gift, she wants to break his face.
Yee. If you miss me, hug this pillow. So creative.
I don't like gifts that you can find on a store.
I love this. This is the best kind of gift.
Yes.
You're so sweet.
Oh, my God. Baby, my gift.
Huh?
It's your turn.
I'm so sorry. The toothbrush. I probably should have waited Christmas to give it to you, but I was so excited to give it to you. I just couldn't wait.
So that's the Christmas gift you plan?
Yeah.
All I'm getting is a toothbrush. He gave it to me when he arrived. So no Christmas gift for me. End of the story.
No, I gave you a toothbrush.
Yes, sure. You will have, hopefully, an extra chance next year, next Christmas, thus in a year.
I mean, he has to be an idiot.
He has
to be an idiot.
Wild. First of all, I feel bad judging this couple because my relationships rarely make it past 90 days. But if someone gave me a toothbrush, it better be like, this is to brush the teeth of your new horse.
Right.
I would rather get a toothbrush than a custom pillow.
Oh, fair.
What am I supposed supposed to do with that? Leave it on my bed?
Her gift is lame, by the way. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a gift store gift.
Yeah, this
it's
is like Spencer's gift. Like,
yeah. But it's customized. Their names are written on it. Then she got him a shirt that says, I love my Panamanian girlfriend, which is like, when is he not going to wear that? So really, I think he lost his Christmas.
I think they both need to take lessons on how to give somebody a gift for Christmas. Both of these gifts suck, so maybe they deserve each other.
Get her a spa day, get him a PlayStation 5.
Oh yeah, like a PS5?
That's always a,
Is that a go-to straight guy gift? That's sad.
I love it. All right, you guys, E's Relatively Famous premieres tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We have an exclusive clip. I want you to know this is 2 days with exclusives, okay? We're here to stay. All right, the show follows 8 celebrity kids as they go from Hollywood to working on a ranch. What could go wrong?
They're trying to come out. Hurry up. Get back.
All right. I'm definitely not getting in there at all. I'm just going to supervise everybody, you know?
Perfect. Good work, you guys.
Yes.
There we go.
20 of these?
All right. Yeah.
Never sheared anything in my life. I haven't even cut my own hair before.
So watch your hand, bro. Hurry up, because we got to shut it quickly.
Oh,
I never knew, like, shearing sheep would be like this.
That's good.
Pulling all the dingleberries and poop out of the wool, it's disgusting.
Bro, oh, my God, look at all that
That is a lot of poop.
I'll be on door watch.
Right here with her. I'm on door watch. I feel bad for the sheep. I know they need to do it for health reasons, but I'm not sure you're gonna. It felt kind of like a gangbang. just like, oh, y'all don't need to be here to watch this. I am undressing.
I feel like we're watching different gangbangs.
Yeah.
I actually agree with Hunter.
Yeah, I think this is fun to make rich kids do. You know,
yeah.
It feels like Rich Kids of Beverly Hills meets Simple Life a little bit.
I was gonna say, I was raised and breastfed on The Simple Life.
Yeah.
and so I think it's really about watching any younger person suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty great.
That's true. I mean, if they put me on a ranch, I'm probably not gonna do too well, you know?
I think you do much better than you expect.
No, I mean, I'll probably have fun, but it's just like.
What would you do? Would you milk a cow?
Sure. Yeah, I'd milk a cow.
You would do it. You have like this weird backstory where you've like done all of the things already.
I know, I did actually work on a farm as a kid, but I just feel like as an adult, there's like you just want to do things you want to do, not being told to do. I think that being told to do it would be the issue for me, not actually doing it.
Sure.
The next episode of this show, they gave me the exclusive. They have to take down Kim Kardashian's Christmas lights. So it's going to be a doozy.
That one I will actually be tuning in for. Okay, you guys, we have to take another break, but coming up, would you pose nude with your dad? What if you were paid 40 grand?
Oh.
Mental Parentals is next. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. So sometimes parents give helpful advice, and sometimes they out their damn minds. So who is ready for
Mental Parentals?
So first up, a guy in the UK wanted to take his OnlyFans account to the next level. So his dad agreed to pose shirtless with him. Apparently, it was a big hit, and they made almost $40,000 a month now posing naked together.
Look at his foot.
I'm getting nervous.
Can't even control it.
You are. So nervous.
This makes me so uncomfortable.
Cringe.
Yes.
This is cringe.
First of all, there's not a dollar amount that you would pay to see my father naked.
Let alone with you.
Yeah.
Hunter, you doing this with your dad for 40 grand a month?
If you look at my Instagram, I've been giving this away for free. If my dad sees this episode, guaranteed I'm getting a text like, buddy, I got an idea.
But they can make it together. That's creepy.
I would maybe do bathing suits with my father in an Instagram post.
Yikes.
For 20 grand, I'd give him like 10 of it, you know?
How much for your dad to spoon you in the Speedo?
Oh my God!
That's what I was talking about.
Now I have nightmares. All right, we're going to move on, you guys, because this next story is very wholesome. A young woman shared her dad's reaction to her wanting to live in New York, and he is basically every parent who doesn't want their kid to move to the big city.
Chips in Ohio. New York City, $30.
In New York, you don't even have dishwashers.
Realize, Camille, how many thousands of dollars you're saving hanging out in Warren, Ohio.
When you're in New York City, you are not going to get any fresh air.
She could buy a house for what she pays in rent.
You know how I'm going to pay for that barn?
Huh?
Bushel of corn and a handshake.
Sweet.
I think he was being genuine here. I think this is like him be really being filmed. On TikTok, you never know.
But yeah, this was cute.
It was cute. I also think it's fun to think of like a dad not wanting his daughter to go to the big city.
Yeah, it's cute. I mean, listen, I'm sure he knows. He seems very wholesome. My mom still does this to me. My parents live in Sacramento. And she still says, you know, you can come home whenever you want. Like, I'm like, Mom, I'm grown. She still sometimes tries to sell this smaller town living to me, and not only to come home, but live there.
Sacramento, the entertainment capital of the world.
I just think parents want their kids close.
Yeah. At our age, though, I think it's better to, like, import our parents to Los Angeles. Do you know what I mean?
My parents wouldn't know. My parents are from L.A.
Oh.
And moved up north. They're never coming back.
My parents grew up in L.A., and they also moved.
Maybe they want to get away from you two.
All right, you guys, this last one is from Slate. A woman says her husband wants to motivate their 13-year-old daughter with money. Okay, so get into this. So if she gets good grades, does her chores, and does well in after-school activities, he will give her $5,000 in performance bonuses. So at the end of the year, she could have $5,000. Do you guys think that this is a good idea for a 13-year-old?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
$5,000. $5,000 is a lot when you're 13. That's if you have $5,000 when you're 13, you think you're rich.
But if you're also being handed iPads since you were 2 years old, maybe $5,000 is not a lot of money. Yep. And does she have to pay for her own insurance out of that?
Her own?
I will tell you, my parents gave me a $5 allowance every week. One day, we got the $5 while we were at a restaurant. We were like Friday night restaurant. We got the $5. I went to the bar, got quarters, and I got 20 gumballs. I can't imagine how many gumballs I would have gotten if they gave me 5,000. You know, so I think it was a good decision for me not to have an obscene amount of money.
I never got an allowance as a kid. Like, if I needed something, my parents would get it for me. But it was like, we're not paying you to clean the house. Like, that's what you're going to
do.
Because you live here for free.
Yeah. My parents offered me $5 per load of laundry washed and dried.
Oh, wow.
That's how much my family hates laundry.
I was going to say, that's good.
Apparently,
good money.
I hated laundry more. Never took about laundry.
You never did it.
No.
We're out of time. Okay. Make sure you set your DVR.
Yeah.
So you don't miss a thing. We'll all be back tomorrow night. Bye, guys.